I'm going. Hello.
Right, who's doing that intro?
Right, so do you want me to do that intro
you,
I was talking about
you,
then?
You do that intro.
It's all right, man.
It's How's it going? You're listening to Disco Saloon. I'm McKeef. I'm joined here by Beanie, a.k.a. Aaron, a.k.a. Bean, a.k.a. Beanstalk, a.k.a. Young Dinosaur Love. To my right, I've got Bradley, a.k.a. Chez, a.k.a. Chesney, a.k.a. Hawks, a.k.a. Young Ramirez. And I'm also, to my left, I've got Jay. So, Jay, what's been on your mind today?
Well, I didn't wash yesterday. Right, no, it's maybe not the best thing to admit, but no, it's like...
These things happen, man.
Sometimes you don't wash.
Sometimes you need a
break. These things do happen, to be fair.
Usually I'll try and shower every day, maybe even twice some days, but see yesterday...
If it's been a sweaty one.
Did you feel it?
See, if you're up at like 6 in the morning for your work or whatever.
I didn't shower till like 7 PM today. Sometimes you need to let it steep a bit. Know what I mean? Get the joggies fucking dripping.
Sometimes I feel like I've got like an extra layer of skin on when I've no showered. See, like the back of my top is like rubbing against my spine. I can like feel it, so I need to like get straight in a shower. Sometimes I'll reach about 11:30 on a Sunday and I'm like, oh fuck, I've no showered yet. I need to shower. And then when I start to think about it, the more my like skin starts to like crease up, I'm like, nah, I need to go.
You're like a David Cronenberg film.
See The Fly?
You're coming at the
Jeff Goldblum? I'm fucking Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, I've still not seen The Fly, man.
See, the further I go on without washing, the more fly look I like.
My cockroach.
You'll be rubbing your horn soon enough.
Peel back the layers.
Right, what can we talk about this? Know that we're stinking.
Aye, what
smelly
a
boys.
Quote.
My quote?
Quote.
Right.
Quote.
Right, so this is the quote section with Bradley. I've got a few quotes, but the quote I saw this week on TikTok was... Can't even remember what it was.
You literally told us.
Suppression.
Suppression of expression leads to depression.
And who said that?
Some guy on TikTok. Not quite Marcus Aurelius, but I mean.
Winner stuff.
If he says it with a cut, it goes, stay hard. I'm there. I'm fucking in, man. I don't fuck about, man.
You also should probably explain why your thing's quotes.
All right, cool.
I like it.
No, this is cool. I don't know. I think just a quote is powerful and it means something. It's quick and it's. Do you know what I mean? It can change the way you look at things. Do you know what I mean? And it's easier than reading a full fucking book. Do you know what I mean? You just get like one line. It's like,
yeah, it's all about surface level, isn't it?
Aye,
the TikTok
surface level lower.
Aye, surface level lower. No intellect. Aye, no nothing.
Straight gains.
So you need to stay, man.
So what's so for myself, my wee segment is going to be YouTube video of the week. No, I've not really prepared for this. But I did watch one last night. I'll try and find the link for it and we can stick that in the description wherever you might be watching this. But it was about, I believe the guy's called Junji Ito, and I watched this at 2 AM last night, and it's a manga about a guy that every time he falls asleep, he lives an air life for like a year the first time. Then it's like a year and a half. Oh. Then it's 2 years, and this happens to him. The span of a month, he lives for eternity, and it was the most depressing video I've ever watched in my entire life at 2 AM, and I was shit feared to go to sleep. So, it was good though.
Can't wait to sleep the night, man.
Great sell.
Have you ever read these manga that Junji Ito's, the one where it's like the mountain and it's got the shape of the people? And they all find their own shape, and they all like jump into the mountain, and they go into the perfect shape.
Mate, I've saw like
a nice acid trip, man.
Insane, man.
It seems wild, man. Seems wild. So what was next? It was album of the week, I believe. Ooh,
album of the week.
Got one, Callum. McKeef.
Callum.
What was the last album I listened to that I really
let's
liked?
Get it up.
Oh, Callum.
So
Callum.
If you want to know anything about me, is I'm pure autistic when it comes to albums.
Yes.
And I need to go back to front. Oh, so Flowerland by Pearl and the Oysters.
Ooh.
Indie pop.
Nice.
Sounds glamorous, nice. Beautiful, sophisticated, incredible, man. It has like, it's exactly. So it's made in like 2010 or something, or maybe even later. But it was like, it has like a proper like vintage 60s melodies feel. And it's like, all these like mad instruments just show up at any random point. It's like a marimba like shows up in like a random bit. And it's like, oh, fuck, what was that? It's so sick. Really, really happy, really like bubblegum flavoured, man. It's so nice.
I like bubblegum flavoured anything, man.
Oh,
like
it's so good, man. It has like this, these synths that they like crack in, man. Beautiful, man.
How do you like find these albums?
Ah, trail the internet, man. Like, just I'll sit up till like 3 a.m. just looking at like websites and just like looking at albums and being like, I like that cover, I'm going to hit that cover up. And then usually it's kind of shite, but then I'll go and I'll hit it. This is fucking amazing, man. But I've got like I've got a spreadsheet of like all the albums that I've found that I like to look at. Ah. Then I hit a random number generator and it picks my next album. So that's how
straight
I do
up that. Organized.
My
guy. Like it.
So
my
good, guy. Man.
Straight stuff, man. That's so
film,
good.
Film of the week.
Yours was much cereal? Better. Let's hear about the films.
Cereal
of the week.
I reckon we pick a film and we talk about a film in depth, man.
There's been a few, but.
Full disclosure to the one person from Ecuador that's listening to this, but cereal, I've got a, what's the word for like a kind of, you just kind of like, I don't know. You're
fixation.
Like, yeah, that's the word. I've got a strong fixation for cereal. And maybe we'll get into the lore of that one day, but this is not that day. Yeah. So wait, am I doing like my favourite cereal of the week, or am I just any cereal?
I mean, have you got a favourite cereal of all time?
If you want, just like... Oh,
just starting, or like, are you just want one for this week?
Do I like talk? I like a talk.
How long do you want me to talk for?
Mate, as long as you want. We're all ears.
Okay, so all time favourite cereal, Bicycles, hands down.
OG.
Is it therefore? I chose for Bicycles, man. But
or Bicycles.
Like, they're never going to bring Ricicles back and have them the same way as what they were.
No.
Because Jamie Oliver, all right, he's doing the God's work, but he just came in here and said, sugar for children, not our sister.
No. He called the turkey Twizzlers, man. Aye, I tell folk did, about man. The Twizzlers
they
all the time.
They were a school dinner classic.
Oh, honestly, man, name them, I've got fake teeth, but I don't care. I wouldn't change it, you know what I mean?
He was also wanting to remove all the cartoon characters and stuff from cereal, which is like...
What?
Probably one of
Snap,
the...
Snap, Crackle and so, Pop.
Because it's made inviting for children,
so he wanted to make it more like... See, like cigarettes have just like a blank...
Oh my God,
like
man. It's cereal, man.
Anyway, you've got me monologuing.
Not me. What are you, man?
Right, so, but this week, I'm telling you, this week I'm just Weetabix.
Weetabix,
bit of sugar.
But
maybe if you're actually... Fruit. Sometimes banana, but see if you're going crazy dirty, a bit of Elm Lee double cream.
Oh,
double cream? I would never have thought of that.
At that point, it's basically a cake, but...
you're wheat a brick.
But so this week, Weetabix, but all time, Rice goes easy. Like, if they were to ever bring them back, I would need to try them, but I've not got high hopes.
Cool. Day job for Rice Krispies.
We enjoy it. I'm telling you, but see for me, see the Crave. But well, they're not my top of all time, but see the chocolate hazelnut Crave.
They are good.
Boy, oh boy.
They are good.
I think we can all agree, boy, oh boy.
What's your favourite cereal of all time then? You got one?
Have I got one?
Oh, I can't know what it is, but
I got one.
I know what it is.
Tell me.
Aye. Golden Grahams, mate. Golden Grahams, every day of the week.
G-string,
all
man,
year long,
joke.
Every decade that's ever existed till the end of time, Golden Grahams, mate, 100%.
No, Golden Grahams before they nerfed them. Do you mind they used to be even more sugary, man?
They used
but
to be even better. But I'm due importing them from France, mate, because they still sell them there. I'm a pig's boy here, I think. Don't know why I said pigs, but that just felt right.
That bit, it's the milk, man. See the sugar? It's like that gold milk, man. That
is it, gold milk.
Oh, Graham's
gold and...
Gold top.
I love it when you say gold top,
gold
man.
Top
gold top milk.
The Jersey cows, the brown ones, wow.
Is that what it is? The brown cow? How now?
Brown cow. Feed me some of your gold top milk, mate. Give me
it,
I'll suck
it
right
out.
It's like specifically the brown ones with like the shorter hair or whatever. I don't know.
Aye. My
like
guy.
How many
the lore.
So there's people. Notice that a war, right? I'm about to start a war.
Aye,
start
the
war.
War, right? You're telling me there's some milk that's creamier than others and we're no meant to be drinking it? What do you mean? I'll no start the word, but I like, let's be for real. Why else would that be creamier? Other than for an animal who can conceptually enjoy something to enjoy it.
Nah, it's got to be. 100%. Like
the baby cows on the drinking that, like, and going, oh, the cream's excellent today.
Like what would it be, man?
Have you got a favourite cereal guy? I'd like to steal a spot.
Oh, right, we'll just go.
I'm not big on like cereals. No anymore. Like I don't tend to eat breakfast, to be fair.
No. So that's the end of the podcast.
I like a wee like easy peel in the morning. Get my fingers all.
Get your vitamin C. Vitamin C. Vitamin C. Cool.
The good vitamin, man.
I need that D because it's dark. That's what I need. C because it's dark and my seasonal depression starts to get me. I tell you, I've just been thinking about my mortality quite a lot recently, and it's been pretty wild. And I'm needing all the vitamin D.
Do you think about your own mortality more than just mortality in general?
Everybody's mortality. I don't know why everybody's not thinking about their mortality all the fucking time. That's like, but then at the same time, it's just because it's dark. See, as soon as the sun's splitting the trees and I can get a lag on that cigarette.
No, you're not.
Boy, I don't care, man. I could die the next day and I'd be happy. It's just because it's dark.
I'm not joking. The last week, I've met about five different folk and they all care in somebody that's died this week. It's mental. It's mental, man.
It's rough in these streets, man. Blessed for us four here, boys.
I was going to ask what your favourite orange was and what your favourite cereal was, but I mean...
I do kind of have a favourite cereal. I like the mortality chat, but we'll come back.
We'll circle round.
The scheme, know what I mean?
Aye.
Si, what's your favourite orange?
I
don't know the name of it, but let's see the tiny, tiny ones.
They just peel
really,
off
really
like
small ones. I don't know if that's
a sticker. Almost. Aye. I can't know what you're talking about.
When you bring them out and it's like the size of your fingernail, like the segment, and they're busting with flavour. See, like an in.
Let me Joe Rogan you a little bit there.
See, because I've got the headphones. As a better one, I'm actually speaking like.
Froze you off, didn't it? See, interrupted your orange flow, bro.
I want everyone else to hear that story.
I was there. So like, see the tiny segments and they burst with flavour. When you
talk to them.
Yum yum.
And it's like, ooh. By the way, and you go around like orphan folk and you're. What was that cunt in the middle called Brick? Remember him? Watched that in the middle?
Aye, the wee guy with the blonde buzz cut. Yeah. Oh, he was a joke, man.
He was weird, man.
I was at a caravan with Lord Nerdale and Malcolm Middle was on. I was like, no, Bryan Cranston and Malcolm Middle was peak.
So
man.
I will say Malcolm Middle will be my favourite programme of all time.
If it's on the telly, you don't even know what's grown, but you're just like, no, what? Grown, man, I'm watching.
Stick it on.
That is my favourite.
Steve Carell in Anchorman's called Brick.
What a name. Joke.
Where'd you get
what a name.
What a name.
So the wee oranges.
Little tiny ones. And see when you like go about your work and you're often folk it, I'm like, no, take one.
I'm like, do you want a segment?
And they're like, no.
Do you want a segment?
And I'm like, no. Folk I use. Fucking speech, man.
It's busting with flavour.
I love that, man.
It's fucking busting, man.
You're kind of about going, trust me, daddy. Trust me, try this orange. It's fucking bliss. Right, I'm done now.
We should dress him up in a maid's outfit and put it like the sun made photo.
Aye, 100%,
I love the raisins, man. See the big boxes, man. Size my fat. They're brilliant, man.
Kim, what a good raisin is, man. Yogurt covered raisin.
Oh, they are good.
So good, man. You know a yogurt, man?
No, I'm not a raisin man.
I'm not a fruit man, as it were, actually. As it happens, like, I'm not really.
Said yogurt, I'm a raisin. Ah, fuck that, man.
I can't eat them, though. Like, I can. It's just the idea. idea of like just anything fruit. Like,
do you like I'm a chocolate covered raisin?
No, not really. Like I would eat them, but then they're one step removed from a chocolate covered peanut, and I'm allergic to them.
So you're allergic to peanuts.
I'm allergic to peanuts. Fun fact, right? Until last Christmas, sorry to hang it, but I had never tried a Ferrero Rocher, right? Never in my entire life. And right, you would think I've got a big family, lots of pals that all love me, right? And they all love Ferrero Rochers. But at no point in the past 28 years or 27 at that point of my existence, did somebody tap me in the shoulder and say, here, bro, they're actually hazelnut, by the way. You can eat them. No.
They didn't.
I didn't have any. It was peanuts my entire puff, mate. Honestly, peanuts.
Have you had them since then?
I had them at Christmas. I've not had them since. They're not one of my artistic choices. They're not one of the things I go to be honest. But
see, when you like jump on a plane, you know how sometimes you get like the announcement at the start and it's like, don't. Can everybody in the plane not have a peanut?
I've got a story about it. This was mortifying, right? Peak, right? And it's not actually that bad. I just hated it, right? So normally when I go out for dinner, which is very rare, like as in like once a year, right? And when I went out for dinner, Nando's, right? And me and Bradley went after the cinema, I think, or before, unsure, doesn't really matter, right? Went up to the counter and the woman goes, have you got any allergies? Normally I'd say no, and Bradley goes... And I'm like, I have got a peanut allergy.
I'm just trying
allergy.
To save a dollar.
23.90. Mate, they all started freaking out. They were all running about like, we've got an allergy.
They ripped a Socafi's back and all.
It was wild, right? And it wasn't even just that. So they're shouting for a manager right across the foot of the shopping centre because it's open plan. And they were just, allergy. Wanting a manager. And I was just like, this is terrible. What is happening here, right? And then see the audacity, right? They brought my food out and it had a wee flag that said allergy on it. And I had to sit there with a flag with allergy, and I had to just sit there. That was me, I am just an allergy to you.
All that for me, just put a bit of chicken
in it. It was so terrible. Yeah, I hated it. So I'm not going to tell him that if I die, fuck it. Like, that's like, at this point, I'm not having that happen again.
I saved a man that day.
Or at school, or work. That's because it's a whole palaver.
I'm having life on the edge, man.
It's like 1940s Germany, man. You were just stuck with this.
Mate, I'm dead.
And I'll go no further into that, but...
No, peak, man. Peak
did
stuff.
Did you say what your favourite cereal? I've been over here and all I'm thinking about cereal, but...
That is all he thinks about.
It's in there, right? It's in the brain. There is a few, right? But I think if I actually go... multigrain, man, multigrain shapes. See the orange box with the Rice Krispie guys on them. They just get me, man, and the milk after it. Just if Golden Grahams is up there and all, like we used to tan at McGann's all the time. But them multigrain shapes just get me, man, honestly, man.
The milk is good after them.
Actually, no, I want to change this. They're discontinued again, like Ricicles. But see the old choco rocks you used to get? You used to get the singular Nesquik bars, but with the choco rocks pillows. You used to eat the Nesquik bars and then lead the chocolate pillows and just tan. You'd get about 6 for every 100 chocolate bars, man, before work. But
they walk so Crave could run. 100%.
I think they're still probably up. Crave is good, but I think they're above it, man.
They are up there.
They are.
Might be nostalgia potlet bias, but I'm all for it, man.
So I think my question for Jay, who's obviously man of cereal.
Yes.
Yes.
What's the most important bit for like, so not talking about your like favourite cereal, just when you're looking for a nice cereal, is it what it does to the milk or the actual item itself and the flavouring? Is the milk essential? Like what it does to the milk?
What it does with the milk 100% is essential, because see if you get to the end and the milk's dire, I would say that it probably caps you at a 5 out of 10, probably. And if the milk's amazing, it can probably push you from a 7.5 to a 10. If the milk's, like, really good, that can get you up a couple of levels. But I will say as well, I think structure, when it hits the milk, is, like... Because see if it goes, like, insta-crazy soggy.
Aye, too soggy's no good, man.
I like to basically go on a journey with the cereal where it starts off kind of rough and tough a little bit, but you're getting that, and then by the time you get to the end, you're maybe like, I'm basically just eating like wet cardboard here, but I've went on a journey with the cereal and now I get to the present, the gift at the end of the journey, the thing on top of the mountain is the milk.
So what are you looking for and what makes a good milk? What are you looking for, like a chocolate, a fruity? Are you looking for that kind of weird honeycomb?
is it that golden... That golden flavour.
What are you looking for? What makes it?
I don't even think it's a flavour. I think it's just, it can be any flavour. But if you can honestly say after you drink it that I would go to like Tesco and buy a bottle of that.
Oh, then, that's a good gauge,
like,
man.
If you could become addicted to that milk in bottle form, then I think you're like, yeah, that's a winner.
That sounds about right. I was going to ask you one last question on cereal and we'll shift the topic, which is, what is your thoughts on Shreddies? Because I think if you don't eat them in the first 3 or so minutes, they're dust, mate. I think that, do you know what I mean?
I agree.
Which is mental, because I'm sure on their adverts and packaging, they say there's something about it being like structural.
I know, I've saw the lattice and all that, yeah, man. It's like
well, when the advert is with all grannies fucking knitting the Shreddies, man.
Sure it was.
And it was all about like, that was high in fibre and it would like, was strong. Mm. It has
good for your stools.
3 seconds later, it's mush. It's like being Shrek's Swamp, man.
There's a way I combat that, and the way I combat that is I buy chocolate Shreddies because I love them so much, and I eat the bowl before the gunk. They get to gunk and see the milk on those chocolate Shreddies.
I agree. They are levels. Avicii
like
levels.
I like the Frosted, man.
They are.
Don't sing it.
I'm a Frosted. Shreddies.
Sorry. No, we've probably got a good 10 minutes at a cereal.
Aye, we got a good wee run out of it, man. 100%.
Did anybody
we only
check
talked about
time?
Mortality once.
Aye, we only did.
Did anybody check the time before we started?
Did we put a timer on?
No. It is 20 past noon.
You can just consider us raw dogging it at this point. And we just
this is just the test.
Even anyway, if it does run out after the hour, you can just start another video and then we'll just do it now. Anyway.
We could hit Mortality, we could hit a film. Has anybody seen a film recently
I watched a really good film last night.
Oh.
Is it like so niche that I've not got a Scooby Dash?
Aye, because you're the niche.
It was directed by Bob Clark, do you know him? So he did that mad cheesy 80s Christmas movie, A Christmas Story.
Oh, right.
He also did something else.
No, seen it, but
he did a few mad films, but this was dark, this film.
Dark.
So obviously
it's dark.
It's spooky season, so I'm doing but spooks, man.
Hitting that good scoop.
Dead of Night. It's confusing because there's 4 films I found are called Dead of Night. One's like a TV movie from the same year as well, but it's not that.
That's when the scripts get passed around a bit.
It's fucking annoying, actually. So it said it was on Tubi, and I went on Tubi, and it was all of them apart from the one I wanted, which was
always,
the Bob Clark one.
Always,
which
man.
Was a fucking pain in the cunt. Because it had this minted poster. I can't really explain it, but it was like the guy's face, and it was sick. But I found it on YouTube and I was like, that's the fucking one I want. So it's essentially about this soldier who dies in Vietnam. So a letter gets sent home. letter gets sent home to the family and they're like, ah, shit, like, oh, fucking deed, man. But they seem to get over it like quite quickly. Right. But he shows up that night.
Ooh.
He shows up at the door. Ooh. And they're like, Andy, what? But we just got a letter. What's that home office like? They got them all mixed up and all that. But the guy's a creep. The guy's fucking weird, man.
I like that.
And he's got all these pals that he's like, oh, like so excited to see him. But he's like pure dead in the face.
The start of Annihilation.
So it's like weird. Like the film is like obviously low budget and it's a bit kind of weird. But see the guy who acts as Andy. He is cold.
Is he?
He is frozen.
Chilly cold.
Is it Dickin who it is?
No, I'll need to look up.
Is it like hidden actors? It's like an everything, but you couldn't tell his name.
No, I don't know, actually. I didn't recognise him, unless he did stuff like later on. He looked pretty young in it, so he maybe went on to do stuff.
See, when you say cold there, do you want us to edit a photo of Cole Palmer on your face? You
that would be just unbelievable. Like, the chills, 100%.
See, honestly, his performance has given me chills thinking about it because I was like, whoa.
I can see that.
Like, he was so good in it. the rest of the film is like a bit kind of, the dad is one of those guys who appears in things, but I can't remember his name. You'll recognise his face. He's like a, he's a dude.
I'll need to get a wee,
I'll add it to
add it to my watch list.
So it's obviously like super low key and low budget, because there's like certain scenes where the characters are like out of focus. So, and I don't think it was my stream. Like, I think it was
they've not had time.
It's like they were obviously just rushing it. But there was a few scenes where you couldn't see fuck all. It was all happening like in dark rooms. You couldn't see fuck all. But every scene where he's in, I'm like, he's cold. And I won't give away like what he gets up to in that, because it's worth seeing, man.
Aye.
But yeah, Bob Clark, 1974, Dead of Night.
Love that.
And it's on YouTube in pretty good quality. So,
right.
So not too much.
Class, cool. Good man. Class, 100%. What about, let me think about what film I watched most recently, which it's escaping me now. But what I will tell you about is a YouTube video I watched about a film. The film was The Omen, and I didn't know that The Omen, right? OG Omen, no, the remake.
Yes,
the OG Omen is actually about the Antichrist being born into a family that's rising in American politics to try and take care of the world by influencing American politics and therefore the geopolitical landscape. I was like, that has cracked me. So I don't remember actually ever watching them, and I know it was on when I was away, but I've never went back and watched it. But I was like,
I just
mean
the DVD. Is it like for the 90s?
No, I mean, the 70s. The first one's right, right. Old, 70, man.
70 or something?
Something like
I'm thinking DVD like case, 90s must be the remake, man, with the wee guy.
I think the remake's meant to be quite good.
Early 2000s, maybe. I think they went for like proper creepy Wayne with the remake. I think like...
Because in the original, that Damon, he's like not as in it as much as you think.
Aye, I think that's
it. Like, there's not too much horror in it.
There's a specific scene where like sort of like a glass pane, it kind of briefly showed it, and it like does something with a guy's dish, like his dome, but I will not say exactly what that is. I mean, if you've not saw The Omen yet and like you've existed for any period of time, then that's on you, to be honest. Like the same way it's on me, having seen it. But no, that's, I can't remember that. Oh no, I do remember the last film I watched, but it was a bit, not too bleak, but I've spoke for long enough, so.
Oh, was it that?
Green Room.
Oh, no, actually.
Or Green Room.
Still not seen Green Room, man.
Nah, let's deep dive in Green Room, because I fucking love Green Room.
So good.
Still not seen it, man.
Oh, seen it, man.
Oh, I know, I'm getting on it.
It was so cracked.
I've still not seen that. Is it
Patrick Stewart,
Blue Ruin as well?
Blue Ruin, that's the same
guy. The guy's getting called, man.
Right.
Is that the same guy?
Same guy. Oh, mate, same, like, tension and anxiety and fear. Oh, man, peak. Unbelievable. Definitely get that Blue Ruin.
Plus, what if the one person that's listed this for Ecuador hasn't seen Green Room either?
And that's true. I would just be like,
spoiler warning, we are going to spoil this film for you. Because I mean, fuck them. I can watch it then.
You heard it here first, folks. If you listen to this, then you know what one of us
thinks
about
spoils.
You.
Watch the fucking movie then.
I see we're going for the controversial after that. Any publicity is good publicity. No.
Just go slow in the aggression.
I would like it to be known that my aura is pretty much sad and happy, and a nice mix of those two things, and I barely ever say anything controversial, so... My guys, apolitical, man.
You go
sad boy settings.
You go off. Go off,
go,
Queen.
Go off, King.
What are we going off?
I was saying go off about shouting at folk.
Right, wait. What about actually, but we go then, and we say one thing, so that's no cereal, that's no quotes, that's no music, and we'll skip out films. And for me, we'll take out like YouTube videos and films. A long-term fixation, like a hobby that we love. I'll start with it, right? And like, I've got a couple, right? Like dinosaurs was one. Space has been one for ages. Playing FIFA is like so far up there. It is for anybody that like Disney play FIFA or EAFC as it's now called. You do not understand the traumatic and abusive relationship that one man can have with a game until you've hanged. And if your boyfriend plays it, by God, good luck to you. I tell you, because it gets rough in these streets. And I know here we have two other players of it.
Yeah.
Collective rage. We have one not, you don't really, do you?
No. I remember one time I punched myself in the boys playing FIFA.
Sounds about right.
I literally lost three games of champs in a row there, and was cracking my own face. No. I actually slapped my own forehead,
That's terrible.
And I had to take a break because I was like, man, like, this is not good for you, man. That's no good. So then I came back and then now I've been playing it. Still a bit raging, but never as bad, man.
Boys will literally do anything instead of going to therapy.
I don't know how I've volleyed the life at my telly yet, man, honestly.
That's it.
No. Like, I'm more of like a casual FIFA guy.
You're nonchalant.com and every walk of life, I think, man.
When I play video games, I like a wee story and some nice art.
Mm.
So I'm playing that one now that you saw that Control.
Oh, yeah.
And it's wild, man. I'm like really digging it. I just like looking at nice, pretty pictures and that. See, I'm like, no, I like FIFA because it's like football.
It's football and stuff. It's how I would imagine you would game. You would game for the like the mere aesthetic slash like a story and stuff. Like
I put on easy setting every time so I can just enjoy the story because like, I actually don't care enough to like get.
Oh, you know, get that like cannot lose mentality, but I don't have it.
I prefer not to lose
because I definitely have a bit of it, man. See, to be fair, actually, no, that's a lie. Like, it's only FIFA. Like, see, if I play COD, I'll have a minus 100 KD. Like, I don't care. Like, if I get one kill, I'm doing all right. But FIFA, it's like, no, man, I can't lose it. Like, it gets a bit easier as I've got older. But aye, man, sometimes you want to.
I'm like ambitious, but not competitive.
That's good, man.
I'm not into competition.
I'm not.
You're wanting peace, not problems.
It's good.
We'll let you hop in here.
Now I'm head over heels and down. Aye, we need to get a wee headset to go on. Corner! Hands!
Hi, folks. Welcome back to Disco Saloon. Before we left for the break, we were talking about fixations. Now, young Ramirez, over to the left. In fact, no, you were young dinosaur love.
Was
speaking about his fixation of FIFA.
Mm-hmm.
Competition. So, what about you, Jay?
Are you in a fixation or a hobby?
Whatever you're feeling.
Choose your poison.
Choose your poison wisely, Mr. Martin. right, do you know what? A hobby that people consider really strange, including my girlfriend, by the way, so... He's got a girlfriend? What the hell,
big
man?
News.
What the heck?
What the heck is even that?
Good golly. Right, jeepers. Right, bird watching. Right, but when I say bird watching, I actually don't go out and go bird watching. Like, I'm not sitting in one of those.
It's a lie.
That's a lie. I'm not sitting in one of those hideouts dressed as like MW2 sniper with a ghillie suit.
It's with intervention, man.
It's more just that because obviously we are from a village and there's like fields and nature and stuff like that nearby. When I was younger, out there all the time, and used to have like wee books and stuff that would like tell you, they'd be like pocket books that would have like all the different names, like the birds you would get in like gardens and stuff in the UK. So like, honestly, I think, if you were to show me a photo of any UK garden bird, maybe I'd specify Scotland, I'd be able to tell you what it is. Most birds in Scotland, I think I'd be able to name like every single one of them just based off a photo.
That's crap.
So I'll just go like, and I'm obsessed with going walks. So I'll just go walks and just be like, aye, there's a fucking goldfinch or whatever, that's pretty cool.
He knows, and I've actually got a little vignette that's related to this, which is, there was one time I took a video and there was loads of birds, and I thought they were all crows, and it turns out they weren't all crows, they were actually jackdaws, crows, and other corvids.
How did you find that out, Aaron?
How did I find that out, Edgy?
You got tail.
I said I don't want to, I'm actually.
He done it with graceness? Grace?
Yeah.
Aye? He done it with grace. It was nice.
I didn't come in and go, well, actually, if you pounce down.
Well, I'm actually.
I just said, by the way,
pushing your glasses in case
you're
your
posting, because I knew if he posted that saying that it was just crows, there'd be like 1,000 comments saying it's
crows.
I know that drives up engagement. Impressions and engagement, but I mean, at some point you'd have probably been
Do you remember the, what's the Royal Conservatory for the Preservation of Birds?
Boys.
Or something like that? Yeah, they commented on the video saying it at Defo Crow Court, they said.
That's class. I didn't know they commented on it.
Did they confirm they were crows then? Or the what does that mean?
They were joking.
Oh, right.
The urban legend of Crow Court, the Hod Court.
Do you not trust me, little man?
that's where I'm going. No, I think Jay's right here. I don't care if it's it was God commenting that invented birds, man. Well, Jay kind of shit, know what I mean?
He knows that.
Anything else I can say? I don't know.
Do you know how many there is? Sorry. Do you know how many birds there is? Like garden birds in the UK?
Rough estimate.
Because if you're saying you could Ken Mace them, like, would you say it like is there like 50 or is there like hundreds?
I can Mace to the Pokemon, but I don't know how many there is.
But you'd probably be able to name about 150 Pokemon. But there's about 1,000.
In my sleep, bro.
Obviously, like, depending on, like, I say I could name most Scottish birds full stop, garden or no garden. For garden ones, Scottish, I don't know, there might be like 20 something that like you could call garden birds. No, that's just like a rough guesstimate.
So is that just like a bird that just might land in your garden?
If you put up like a feeder thing.
Oh, right, cool.
A seagull is not a garden bird.
No. They've became bin birds.
They're toon birds.
Bin weevil settings.
Mm-hmm. They're called toon gulls, no seagulls, man.
Sky rats, rats.
Oh, they're scats, man.
Fuck seagulls. This is an anti-seagull podcast.
Get them too.
Quickly before we finish, before I finish, favourite bird that I've not seen. You get it in the UK, you get it in Killy, like. Kingfisher, never seen one.
Kingfisher,
and they're like my favorite. See, if you were to look at this thing, you'd be like, there is no way that can exist in the same village or whatever I'm from. Crazy, mental. There's also a bird called Jay, so you can read into that what you want. You get them in England, so they're part of the Corbett family.
Do you like bird song? You got like a favorite bird song? No, you don't need to do the bird song. I'm not asking you to do that.
I'd like it if you did.
You need to do the bird song.
This was, I'll tell you the first one that I learned and knew and can still tell to this day if I hear it. It's a yellow hammer. And it just goes like, do-do-do-do-do, so if you're out a walk and you hear
that's class, man. That's class.
I usually see them on wires out in the fields and stuff, but I'll...
Them men in the Hunger Games.
Them men could talk about birds all day long.
Do you know what was class? I went out a walk with Jay once, and we were walking through like this, like, back road where there was all these trees, and Jay was like, wait to hear the birds in this one, and there was like three different bird songs. He was like, so see that one, that's whatever, that one, or oh, they don't usually hear that one here, that's glad. And it was I was like, you can what?
There was also a chaffinch on a fence, and I went, oh, there's a female chaffinch, and you're like, and I was like, well,
there was more
colours and the feathers, and I will not get
into it. Something that you might pick up over time, Jay is a man that keeps receipts, and that is an all
yes,
in all forms. My guy keeps his receipts, whether that's messages, what you've said to him, or what he's seen, it is locked up, banked in the vault of his brain.
I will say as well, I only bring them out when I feel that I'm backed into a corner and need to. And if someone's saying is making it out that I wasn't telling the truth about a certain thing,
Said 6 years, 31 days ago in 5 minutes.
Like October 31st, 2017, at 4:30 a.m., you said this to me in an iMessage. Boom.
Wait till I send you the screenshot.
Bringing out prints out. Boom. It's like on the 24th of February. Actually, you said this exact sentence.
I'll let you go into your fixation now, but
I don't like get fixated. I like guitars. I do really like guitars. Like guitars. I've got a guitar that I saved up all my money for, and I finished paying it off like last year, and it's fucking amazing, and I love it so much. It's my prized possession. But like, I say I like guitars, then you meet someone who likes guitars, and it's like, fuck, you like guitars.
I get that.
With stuff, with everything, there's stuff like that, like, where there's the actual, folk.
It's like that, like, I can play guitar, right, maybe 8 chords. You can play guitar, like can play actual guitar.
That's, I forgot to actually add, and then, should add, Callum McKeith is in a band.
He's in a band.
Yep. Big stuff.
And he's they're really good, by the way.
I heard the intro. That's actually
an aye, yep.
Man. Yep.
Ooh, a little bit of cardo lore there.
Bag like, guitars.
When you like walk into like a guitar shop and you start speaking to like anyone in there, like when I went in to like buy my bass, I was like, I'm looking for some pedals as well. Can you like maybe point me in the right direction? And this guy was listing off like insane pedal lore. Like going wild about like
that's pedal.
And I was like deer in the headlights, like fuck.
No, you know, stupid.
Like, I just want I like the sound of it. This guy's going into the science of
he's
like
telling you the numbers and the barcodes and what guitarist played it in 1968 at fucking wherever, man.
You know what it's kind of like? It's like when you get into sex, CEX, and you realise your BO's not the same as theirs.
You go, I've no washed in tours, they've no washed in 2 weeks. You know what I mean?
Kidding, no, I don't actually. It's actually grand.
When we were in CEX, focus sound, man.
I've traded some stuff in early.
I got a PS5 for a very good price. I was doing an iPad, but the guys there were sounding, they didn't smell that bad, so we'll take it.
Wins all round. Aye. 100%. But guitars, that's pretty cool. It's something I have no scoop about.
How long have you been playing guitar? So
I know that.
I started learning when I was 10.
10? So you've been playing it for, why?
Many moons.
15 years.
An awful life.
Wow. Many ovulation cycles.
Aye, man. All the cycles.
I think I've been in, how many bands I've been in? So one, two, I've been in five bands. And I was in two bands at the same time for a while there. So we were making some mad, like, post-punk. I fucking loved it. Mm. And then the singer / guitarist, I was playing bass in those two bands. And he got like a job being a tailor.
A tailor?
Yeah, he's like a tailor down in Exeter now.
What, are they
in
like suits?
Yeah.
What?
For like fucking mad rich people. He was working on Armani, he gave me an Armani suit for like a wedding.
And he was the singer on that?
Aye, he was
sick. Was he good?
Aye, he's sick.
So my guy's singing songs and getting folks suited and booted now, man.
Yeah, yeah. Gary McGill was at Fun Night Out with once. Me, Gary, and
the boy.
It was the night you were allowed in Howlin' Wolf.
Oh, that's every.
Do you remember?
No.
It was after a Cardo gig because the.
Oh, I remember this. Aye, aye.
We were called the Mood. Is the name of the band at that point.
The Mood.
The wow. Mood.
Quite like that.
It was the good. Mood.
I do.
Was it spelled just MOOD? Yeah. Aye, the
it's
Mood.
Got like a slight angst vibe, like in a good way.
We were literally just singing about like powder and that. Like, man. It was class. It was good.
Good stuff.
And I wasn't going anywhere with that. But yeah, sick punch.
Cool. Class, nice, no, class.
The boy that was playing drums used to hit the drums so hard that you would come away deaf. Every single time I was like, stop fucking hitting them so hard.
Wow, just, man.
Beating them like his meat.
Harder, man.
There's limits to this game.
He's pretty much beating my meat at the point.
Full band.
You beat off the whole band.
Beatboxer.
Aye, so cheers. What are you thinking, man?
Actual hobbies are hangy. But we kind of spoke about it before, but I'm actually quite a gifted Subway Surfer player. I mean, back in the day when it first came out, I think it was like Facebook used to have games. No, it used to be you download the games, but then you go on Facebook so that you could see who the ranks were. And I was number one for ages. And then a guy that went to school, we hacked it, and he just was sitting at like 109s. So I was second for ages. And then I fell off. But
fell off my
brand deals fell off. Oh man, it was terrible, man. Spotify didn't want to do me. But if I go back to Subway Surfers, I do still end up playing it for like 4 or 5 hours. But it's at the point, like, I'll just keep playing it that I have to stop.
Where was it you were recently? Because like maybe in the past like year, because I'm sure you're quite high in the. Was it the European or the UK?
I don't know how it works, but there was one point, I think. And I don't know because there's folk that like you go on TikTok and see you get the folk that do the lives and they'll get like folk will donate and all that, and they'll be at like a billion, which is like mental. Mm. But the actual in the ranks, I'm sure I was number one in the UK at one point, last year or something like that. Whether that's just like a thing that was like on my phone and it's like it just says like a certain region or whatever, but it definitely was like the UK flag and then like number one and then your score.
Oh no, you were number one.
Well, aye. There'll be somebody that there might be somebody that comes out here and goes, mate, I actually say that whatever. The place always suffers here, an average player, but. Chow me. Chow me. Yeah. The subway surfers,
challenge
man.
Me.
Aye. I'm on again, man. Brother. Chase me.
Pull up to the track.
Pull me up. Mate, I've actually got all the surfboards and all, man. Like, all them.
How many is there?
All them. Oh, the ad ones all the time. But I've spent money on all that before. No hunters. I used to do it every day. But I've probably spent, I don't know, like a fiver or something.
So you're a reformed subway surfer addict?
Ex subway surfer addict. Aye, I'm in recovery. You still have to play it to go to bed. That used to be like my routine.
Time.
Aye.
Peak stuff.
Play subway surfers and then it was like bedtime, aye. Bit mad.
Mm. We love to hear it.
Aye.
What about subway surfers that grabbed you the most?
Was it to surfing or was it to subway?
They like subway. Don't know, man.
Do you like surfing?
And that's a good way to get onto today's sponsor.
Subway surfers. Try the new Bradley board for 50 pence. Line my pockets now. No, I don't know. It was one of the games that I've played and then I just kind of enjoyed it. I think I was just quite good at it. I really liked FIFA 12 because I was good at that. Knew I suck at FIFA, so... But I've no crap to tell yet, so we'll see.
You only sing when you're winning.
Oh yes, aye. I need to work on my patience. I'm quite an impatient guy. Definitely used to be less patient when I was younger,
take that. Good.
Aye.
100%.
Live and we learn.
I think we may, on that note, be looking to wrap up aye. The first ever Disco Saloon.
First
episode.
Ever, last ever. If you watch this and you don't see it again, then
we will be back. Trust.
It's on the bottomless part of YouTube on the 4 view count, and it'll be
4chan.
It'll be each of us that have watched it.
Next time we're gonna have our toes out, 4chan.
Aye. Why not, man?
If we've got our toes out next time, it's because some guy.
4 days, 4K, 4chan. We'll be there. Four men.
So that was the Disco Saloon.
It was indeed.
So right. Beanie.
Yep. Adios to the listener, you beautiful soul.
Bradley.
Au revoir, people of Earth.
Jay.
We'll get you.
And yours truly, McKay.
Shut the fuck up.
Adios.
Goodbye.
My guys. Bye-bye.